pressure.
I think everyone takes a different approach to it.
I think nerves.
I actually don't mind exams. I prefer it to essays in a lot of senses. I think it's quite nice to just have them all in one go and get them.
I like the celebrations after exams.
I think the thing is with exams, you're never really taught a technique.
Welcome to the third of Nottingham Trent University's Exams and Revisions podcast. My name's Ed Foster, and for the next 10 minutes, I'll be speaking to staff and students at NTU about exam technique and coping with exam stress. In the first Exams and Revision podcast, we started with two questions to help students give them focus when thinking about examinations. First of all, what does a good exam answer look like? And secondly, where do students go wrong? In the second, we moved on to looking at effective revision strategies, and now we're going to look at what to do once you get into the exam hall. And also, how to cope with this stress that often comes with examinations. If you've got any questions or feedback for us, I'll tell you how to get in touch at the end. To begin with, we wanted to know what our students did when they got into the exam hall itself.
I know everyone always drills it into you that you've got to read the question, and it's really easy not to. So I get out my highlighter and try and like highlight the bits that I shouldn't forget.
I tend to 3 deep breaths, turn the paper over, quick scan, look for words that you know, and then select. That's about my technique, and then obviously do a plan, try and get some kind of structure down on rough paper, and then make sure I hit all the points when writing.
You could get just a higher mark with like a 3-page essay as you would with a 5-page essay, but it's all about structure. You've just got to read through the question, answer the question, rather than just like vomiting on the paper.
I kind of like trying to dump the information I've been revising onto a bit of rough paper. Yeah. I sometimes revise by using acronyms to learn the recites and such, put those down.
Well, for example, in today's exam was quite... There all tend to be different formulas of exam. Like today's was lots of short answers, so we're putting 1 and 7 points.
Right.
And the first half was on a case that we'd already seen, so I've just been working through it. So then the second half was on a case we haven't seen. So what I did was, before getting down to the nitty-gritty, I answered the questions that were the easiest first, so I could focus my mind and like the remaining time on the harder ones. Okay. Just makes me feel a bit more settled and confident if I've got the easy ones out of the way.
It's been quite a long time planning,
right.
and then I just write.
Just out of interest, in the course, if you wrote down a typical hour, how long would that time you spend planning?
10-15 minutes.
Sit down, read through the paper, have a little look at it, and then start of each question, do a little plan, so basically just write as much as I know, just so I don't forget something. Just, you know, quick brainstorm of what I know from a particular subject area, and then take elements out of that and bring it to my answer.
Before we find out what advice our lecturers had to offer about exam hall technique, it's worth noting that actually they had a lot more to say about revision. So I'd like to re-emphasise at this point, before we hear from them, that good exam technique is largely dependent upon good revision and good preparation. Here's what our tutors had to say.
When you're in the examination, you need to ration your time in proportion to the marks allowed for each question. That's important.
Students are not required to do the exam paper in the order in which the questions are set. So they should concentrate on doing the strongest ones first. Then they have to be aware that they must produce answers to every question if possible. If you write nothing for a question, you must get 0. So even if you're struggling for time, you're probably better off leaving a question unfinished so that if it's a 4-question exam paper, you have at least 4 incomplete answers where you've got the main points are better than, say, 2 complete and start in a 3rd.
In our first podcast, one of the most common complaints was that students didn't answer the question, but instead just chucked down or vomited their ideas onto the page. So planning, particularly for the longer and essay type exams, is absolutely essential. Now, one technique that I always used in exams was to take the middle pages out of the exam answer booklet and use these as planning sheets. Now, I personally like using mind maps, so I'll explain that process, but you could use any technique that you feel works for you. So what I'd do is I'd turn the page on its side and write the question in the middle, and then brainstorm any relevant ideas down onto the page, drawing their connections back into the middle. I might edit out the less useful ones or group together others that would work as paragraphs. But after a few minutes, I'd have a plan that I could work to. Now, it's interesting that we spoke to several tutors who said that they would be prepared to give some marks for an essay plan. Obviously not as many as if a student had done the question fully and written it out in proper paragraphs, but nonetheless, some marks will be available for a student who ran out of time. Earlier in the podcast, one of our students explained that she would spend 10 minutes in each hour planning. If you are doing an essay or long answer exam, this 10 minutes is crucial. As a general rule, you'll get more for a shorter but well-constructed answer than for a longer, rambling one. So that 10 minutes in each hour is vital. Exam stress is normal. Worrying about the question is normal. Fretting about whether you'll be able to cope or not is normal. Almost everyone gets stressed about exams. Exam stress is about the fear of the unknown, and the best way to deal with it is to revise. Here's some advice from our tutors about dealing with exam nerves.
Realise that universities are not there to catch you out. I think that's really important, being realistic about what is being asked of you. The lecturers aren't going to set the most abstract and abstruse questions they possibly can because they want you to fail. Actually, not at all. So if you can, during your revision, think, right, what should a BA student know about? It's the sort of things you're doing in your course. And your lecturer's job is to test you on whether you know about these things.
I remind students who perhaps for the duration of their degree who are active do lots of exercise, that actually when the stress is on during exam time, you should actually do more exercise, not less.
The calmer you can be in an exam room, the better. It is easier to be calmer if you know exactly where the exam is taking place, the exact time, and you make your travel arrangements so that you arrive slightly early. The worst thing to do is to go into an examination sweating, panicky. You do get flustered, then sit back in your chair and try and look at the ceiling. Just disengage from it for a moment, and when you've recovered yourself, have a go, take up your pen again. If you need any assistance, get the invigilator over straight away for whatever reason.
So let's summarise the exam technique. When you get into the exam hall, obviously complete any necessary paperwork, get your name on the answer paper, etc. And don't forget to bring ID. As soon as you can start, then start. Read through the questions and choose which ones you're going to answer. Even if you have to answer all of them, you might want to choose the easiest one first. Carefully read the question. If it helps, you might want to highlight the key components and keep checking that you're actually answering that question as you write out your answer. If it's a longer answer, then you absolutely must plan your response. Remember, 10 minutes of every hour should be set aside for planning. Ideally, you also want a few minutes at the end to edit your answers, tidy up handwriting, and correct any spelling mistakes, etc. Finally, allocate time strictly to the marks you can get for the questions, and make sure that you answer all the questions you're supposed to. The best way to deal with exam stress is to revise. But there are other things that you can do too. Whilst you're revising, keep reminding yourself that the tutors are seeking to test you against what you've been studying, not against some random selection of facts. They're not trying to catch you out. Keep up any exercise that you do. Even a walk down to the shops can be a useful change of pace if you've been revising all day, but ideally do something that you enjoy. Similarly, Don't completely neglect your social life, your family and your friends. In the few days before an exam, check exactly where and when the exam is taking place, and on the day, aim to get there early. In the exam hall, start as soon as you can and don't look around and make comparisons. Someone might be writing a lot, but they might be writing complete rubbish. And that's pretty much it. We hope you found the three podcasts interesting and useful. If you've got any feedback or questions for us, please email study.skills@ntu.ac.uk. At this point, I would like to thank the staff and students who gave up their time to participate in the three podcasts, particularly Lisa, Colin, John, Phil, Anne and Chris. I've got two things left to do. One is to share with you a story that doesn't particularly fit in anywhere else, and the other is to give one of our students, Rob, the last word. The story. A student, feeling that he was lacking creativity, decided to drop a tab of acid immediately before one of his exams. He did so and went into the exam hall, alongside, no doubt, pixies, fairies and the proverbial pink elephant. He wrote furiously for 2 hours, and, pleased with his performance, left. A few weeks later, he got his marks back. He'd scored zero. Why? Well, because all he'd done is to write his name hundreds and hundreds of times on the answer paper. I'll leave you to draw your own conclusions about the moral of this particular story. Thanks for listening. Rob?
I think people stress too much about exams. The way in which they work, if they... all your tutors and all the people mark them understand that you're under quite a lot of pressure, but the last thing you want to do is, a month before exams, just go absolutely... just go off the wall or something. If you just like, if you stay focused and do lots of better revision like daily or something, then they're not as bad as everyone sees.